This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. Water releases have resumed from Lake Okeechobee. They'd been halted after blue-green algae made its way through the St. Lucie River to the Indian River Lagoon. Now, pulse releases have resumed through the 23rd. In this manner, the releases start slowly, with less water. They reach a peak on Wednesday, then slowly taper off to nothing on the 24th. This is to try to mimic the natural runoff of rain and allow the brackish water in the lagoon to be restored. It will also hopefully cut down on the presence of algae while the level of Lake Okeechobee is reduced. Colonel Jason Kirk is commander of the Jacksonville District of the Army Corps of Engineers.
You know, what I can assure the folks that live both east and west of Lake Okeechobee is that we are looking for every location to put water other than the estuaries. That's the bottom line. And so we understand this challenge and what you're seeing.
Meanwhile, in Stewart, residents are dealing as best they can. At Stewart City Hall, a two-story wall of windows looks out on the beautiful water. A dock completes this beautiful scene in the afternoon sunshine. But if you look closely, on that dock is a sign warning that because of blue-green algae, people need to avoid contact with that water. David Dias is Stewart City Manager.
The local state of emergency allows us to have measures in place in case we need to put either financial or restrictive measures to help keep our community safe from any additional algae blooms that may come from the lake.
At Martin Memorial Medical Center, Dr. Michael Romano chairs the Infection Prevention Committee and is chairman of the Department of Internal Medicine. He says in most cases, those sickened by the algae suffer from respiratory ailments. Contact with the water can also cause a rash. He says they're working to add questions about contact with the water or algae during the patient intake process.
If we're going to be exposed to this, if they can't fix it, then we need to know more about it. I'd like to be able to tell you what percentage of people who get exposed will have this and that, and you know how long it will be, and you know it's going to be mild, you know. But I can't say any of that with certainty now because there's no demographic data on that I can find.
Romano supports a call from Senator Bill Nelson for the CDC to start collecting data or health problems created by the algae. Romano feels there will be a connection. The microcystin that exists in the algae, the toxin, was measured at 15 times what the World Health Organization says is toxic just this week. Stewart's Vice Mayor Becky Bruner says she became an elected official in order to help save the city she loves. Her heart breaks when she sees the algae take over, and she says she knows city residents must do their part as well.
We've built many watersheds. We've gone from septic to sewer. We're getting ready to work on and pass a fertilizer ban. I hope we can get it through from 4 months to 6 months through the hurricane season.
As the releases resume, residents hope there's been enough time while the releases were halted for the lagoon to regain some of its salinity. The blue-green algae doesn't survive in salt water. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.